मशहूर पॉलिटिकल साइंटिस्ट, फिलोसोफर और राष्ट्रपति पुतिन के गुरु कहे जाने वाले अलेक्जेंडर दुगिन इन दिनों भारत में है। प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी की कार्यशैली, भारत और हिंदुत्व से वो काफी प्रभावित हैं। भारत और पीएम मोदी को लेकर दुगिन ने क्या विचार किया और इसी के साथ पीएम मोदी और राष्ट्रपति पुतिन की गहरी दोस्ती के मायने दुनिया के लिए क्या है, ऐसे तमाम मुद्दों पर पुतिन के ब्रेन और गुरु कहे जाने वाले अलेक्जेंडर दुगिन से हमारे चैनल हेट ब्रजमोहन सिंह रघुवंशी ने एक्सक्लूसिव बातचीत की है, देखिए।
हम कह सकते हैं अंतर्राष्ट्रीय गुरु भी कह सकते हैं और उस समय रशिया के जो राष्ट्रपति हैं उनके ये गुरु हैं। सर, यू हैव सेड अबाउट गीता टुडे, यू स्पोक मेनी वर्ड्स अबाउट गीता, सो एंड सर लाइक वाइज आई कैन से लाइक इन गीता इज रिटन कर्म कर फल की इच्छा मत कर। So President Putin, the way he's treating the country as well as now he want to unite the big nations, how do you take it as why other countries are not being included? You said as China, Russia and India. So why other countries are not being included in this?
No, I think all countries should be included in that concept because multipolar philosophy is inclusive. So we are today we have spoken about complete civilization states who are already united, that already has with such political dimension. And there are the other smaller countries, smaller players, or some civilization that are not fully united. For example, Islamic world should play a very important role in that. Islamic world should find its own place, how to participate in the creation of multipolar worlds. But it is not fully integrated. It is not integrated at all. So it is delayed participation. But we need to accept, to include in this multipolar system all actors, all people. We shouldn't forget anybody. So we should promote African unification and Africa independent and integrated Africa as another pole. We need to help to Latin America to unify, to integrate in spite of all inner problems. So we need to promote multipolarity as open, inclusive project for everybody. So, but we could not speak about everything in one. So I prefer to concentrate on the civilian state that are already.
So one last thing, sir. As Narendra Modi ji, the Honorable Prime Minister of our country, since from 2014 he's been charged over here as a Prime Minister, and he also sometimes not talks about Hindutva, but he does the work like for Hindutva as well as for the tradition. You said about many good things about tradition also. Sir, in Hindi, if you could say anything about Sri Narendra Modi ji.
So, Hindutva is the core identity of Indian civilization. So, but I think it should be so inclusive as Indian identity is inclusive. So I think that there are different interpretations of Hindutva, some of them nationalistic and some other traditionalist. So I prefer my more traditionalist interpretation of Hindutva, inclusive one, and maybe less egalitaristic, much more in favor of Vedic and Varna tradition in the line of Balga Kartila and this Ananda Kumaraswamy and other figures of Indian Hindutva tradition.
Sir, so, any Hindi words about Sri Narendra Modi ji? You would like to say anything in Hindi, sir, for Narendra Modi ji?
My nephew.
And you would like to say anything about Sri Narendra Modi in Hindi, sir?
I think he is a great leader. He could now his spiritual dimension and his real transcendental identity is becoming more and more transparent.
Thank you, sir.